Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Pastor Robert Thibodeau, and I want to thank you for taking the time to join us here today on the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. You've heard about gratitude. You've probably heard about keeping a journal and writing 3 to 5 things each day for which you're grateful. Or, you know, you maybe even have tried to do it on a consistent basis, or if you're like me, a semi-consistent basis. But what would you say if there was a resource that will prompt you for the things to be thankful for, to help you with your gratitude journal? Well, my guest today is a gratitude expert. Karen Purvis has written a book called Gratitude Prompts, and this is a game changer when it comes to helping you get into the gratitude mindset. Coming to us all the way from Australia, help me welcome to the program, Karen Purvis. Karen, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to join us today. I know you're probably up past your bedtime down there.
Well, thank you, and hello. I'm really looking forward to having this conversation with you.
Amen. Well, Karen, the first question I always ask all of our guests is this. Tell us in your own words, who is Karen Purvis?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm a person, and I'm a person who's lived life, had their ups and downs, and have always strived to learn as much as I can from any of the little downs, so that it makes the ups even better.
There you go.
So that's really who I am. And then physically, I was born in Australia and did all my schooling. And then I went to the UK and lived there for 35 years and had a family and a career. And then I came back. And in that sort of little short area, there are lots of ups and downs that have shaped who I am.
Okay. So you moved away for 35 years and then came back home.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, you say that gratitude and keeping a record of your gratitude on a daily basis is more and it'll become more than just keeping a journal, but it'll become a lifestyle. What do you mean by that?
Well, when we start out, and, you know, I started out the same way as everyone else, thinking, okay, you know, I found out that you're supposed to actually write down your 5 things a day. You know, mm-hmm. I call them your 5 a day. Yeah. And in the beginning, I thought, what? I don't really understand this. What's so good about writing the 5 a day? And also, I didn't really know what to write about. So it took me a while, and that's where I think everyone stumbles, because we don't really know what we're supposed to be grateful for.
Hmm.
And gratitude is in the ordinary things. So if we have gratitude in the ordinary things, our life becomes extraordinary. And that's where the power is. And that's where, you know, the book I've written, Gratitude Prompts, actually comes in, because it gives you 50 topics of things that are every day,
mm-hmm.
but you don't necessarily think about them. So, you know, we're sitting on a chair, we're talking to a computer, and those are the things that we can be, you know, in this moment. Mm-hmm. And let's just say with the listeners, in that moment, everyone is doing something, has something in front of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's a smartphone, whether it's earphones, whether it's a chair, whether they're driving, there is something in front of them this moment to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I heard some people talk about, you know, grateful for the electricity that powers everything, grateful for the air conditioner and
Yeah, and I write about, you know, being grateful for the furniture that you have. you know, that you've got a chair to sit on. Otherwise, you'd be sitting on the floor, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes sitting on the floor is okay, but other times having a chair is much more comfortable.
And thankfully, be grateful for the floor, because otherwise we'd be sitting in the dirt.
Absolutely. And the fact that you've got a roof over your head, yeah. You know, and you've got four walls, you know, there's loads awesome. Of things. Once you start breaking it down, and what about the clothes that you've got on?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, someone, and, you know, if we bought really cheap clothes, then, you know, we've got to really say thank you for the people in the sweatshops who have actually maybe risked their lives,
yeah.
been under in really difficult circumstances to actually make that garment that we now wear.
Yep.
And so when we put it on, you know, if we're thankful that that person, these people have actually done that for us, then that's mighty.
Mm.
That's yeah. really mighty. You know, that's life-giving. You know, and we can steer away from the political correctness about whether we should be doing that, but we made that decision. So we've got to stick with that we bought some cheap clothing,
yep.
You know, because of all sorts of other things, and that's another thing to be grateful for. I mean, I talk about being grateful for debt. Because if you always are worried about the money and worried about the debt, how are you going to get out of debt? Hmm. Because it's not – every time you think about it and you worry about it, you're creating more thoughts about debt. Where and so in the book I talk about thinking about all the things that you bought with that money hmm. that you put on the credit card or that you're in debt, you know. And be thankful that you have those things. And if they aren't things, if they're experiences, if they're training programs, whatever they are, feel grateful for having made that decision and had that experience.
Amen.
And then you can feel a whole lot better about having that debt. And also, you will be more likely to be leading away from spending the way you were spending because you start thinking, well, you know, do I really need that?
Right, right. Yep. And that's where you start paying off that debt, and then you can be thankful for that.
Absolutely. See, it's where we're so abundant. We live in such an abundant world, and yet our media would give us a very different view about right. world, right. but really we've got access to credit cards to enable us to get into debt.
Yeah.
That's yep. like, I mean, I know that's a little sort of like a weird thing to say, but actually mm-hmm. that is the case.
Yeah.
And then we've got a choice and I see gratitude as really getting into our own power. And I don't mean that as in a megalomaniac sort of way, but I mean, you know, taking responsibility and really thinking about what is it that you want your life to be like.
Mm-hmm. That kind of leads right into my next question about how does keeping a gratitude journal make you into a better person?
Okay. Well, gratitude is, it's a door. It opens a door to our spiritual life, to feeling more compassionate about ourselves and about others. Because gratitude's a feeling. It's not, you know, it starts off as a head thing, but it actually is a feeling. And when we feel gratitude, we have a warm, fuzzy feeling inside ourselves. We feel very blessed. And that feeling we then share that feeling through acts of kindness, through showing appreciation, through savoring. And that's how we show up differently in the world. And people will gravitate to us because we are like that. We're not, you know, what is it, Nancy Negative or, you know, Tony Taker. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not those people. We are shining, and that we become a beacon, and people love feeling good. Yes. So that's how we're different.
Okay, you mentioned being more generous and doing random acts of kindness. Have you noticed these changes in your life, and why do you think these character traits grew you like this?
Oh, I don't know why. I mean, the academic research in gratitude actually the academics have proven that grateful people who have a deep gratitude practice, actually show up that way.
Okay.
So you can always. You're more likely to spot someone who's got a deep gratitude practice just being kind. Mm. And, you know, and also the way they see little things, like they'll comment on how that flower looks, and yet, you know, other people may just walk past the flower.
Hmm. Okay. So you've noticed these changes in your life?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long after you started, you know, writing down your five a day or whatever it was, that people started noticing these changes in you?
Quite soon, actually.
Really?
So what I did, so I started doing the five a day, and it quickly moved on to, at the time I had my children were young, and I quickly moved on to, because I decided that I had to do something different to be able to write the five a day. So this is how my logic went. I sort of thought, I can't just keep on saying I'm grateful for my health. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for my house. I'm grateful for my kids, because that's just boring. And it doesn't get you anywhere.
And that's where most people are at. I mean, that's absolutely what I was doing. Oh, thank you for, you know, yeah.
But the thing is that once you start breaking it down, so I thought, okay, I've got to look for things every day that are different so that I can write about it in the evening. Hmm. And that's when I started playing a game with the kids in the car, saying, let's see what we can spot that we can be grateful for. And then that showed you become really observant with the way that the sun's shining, and maybe the sun rays are shafting through clouds. Then you'll notice that the leaves on the trees are budding, or they're falling, or they're changing color, or and the rain is there, the road is wet or not. You suddenly start seeing a whole pile of things that then changed absolutely everything about how I saw the world. So that's when I was saying about you make the ordinary extraordinary. So a walk down the road becomes an extraordinary experience because you are there. Now, once you start doing that, you also start, when you meet people, you take that to them as well. You know, you start that, like, you start looking at them and giving your attention to them. And that is the biggest gift that we can give someone, is to give our time and our attention. And people notice. People notice when you are looking at them. You're not picking up your phone and doing a random, you know, doing a little, you know, just check on how many text right. messages you've got or Facebook notifications or whatever. If you just sit there and listen to them and ask questions, because you are interested in what they've got to say. Because you're also, you know, if you want to be a little bit mercenary about it, you're hunting for things that you're going to put in your journal.
Do you write down gratitude things, topics for things that do not go according to your plan, possibly what you were protecting for. Let's say you had a flat tire on the way to the store. Do you give gratitude for the flat tire because of what it possibly protected you from?
That's right. That's right. All of the curveballs, and you can be grateful for, because there's a learning. So my daughter died in 2013, and she died suddenly. So it was just a shock. And so what I immediately started thinking about, that out of this, I've got to look for the gems in the darkness.
Yeah.
And I referred to, you know, the sitting in the grief as looking for the gems in the darkness. And slowly by surely, you know, I found gems, and I followed the promptings that I had received. And, you know, I then changed countries and did a whole pile of changes. Mm-hmm. And that is through, you know, like I'm not grateful that she died, but I'm grateful for the generosity of that experience, that my daughter was so generous in that she gave her life for me to have experienced this transformational change.
Wow. Yeah. My condolences for the loss of your daughter. I can't imagine what that would have been like, but I'm happy to see that you've turned it into a positive as far as moving on. And now, was that part of your purpose in writing gratitude prompts?
Well, it seemed to be like this year, 2018 was sort of like a closure year on the grief and moving on. And that I tried to write a book in 2015 on gratitude because it had helped me so much. But it just didn't feel like I wrote about 25,000 words and it just didn't feel right. Mm. And I still haven't reread those 25,000 words that I wrote then. And I wrote something completely different last year. And it's a completely different book. The book that I wrote in 2015 was much more serious. Whereas now the book that I wrote is like you dip into it and you can choose where to start. You don't have to start at page one. You can start at page 160 if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, so you pick up the book and you just open it at random, and that's how it's organized. It's organized with 50 topics, and you open it at random and you start at you might have to turn back a page to start at the beginning of a topic, and you read the topic, and the topic's got some information and it's got a little story relating to my experience, and then it's got three suggested activities, of which you choose one. So there'll be some elements, some topics.
That way, if you turn to there, say 6 months from now, you happen to pop open to the same page, you just take the second activity.
Right? Or you might want to do the same activity again because you'll have moved on. Hmm. And, you'll have changed if you carry on doing it.
Okay.
And there'll be some topics that you'll never see. You know that they're not part of your life. So, you know, there will be. I anticipate there'll be a subset. Everyone will have their own sort of favorites that they come back to, that they automatically open, because that's how we work. You know, whereas other people will have, you know, so people will have different, very different experiences from the book. And how wonderful is that?
Yeah.
You know?
But each person has their own life story that has to be told.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah. So the purpose in writing this book was for what?
Well, the purpose to write the book was actually to share the gift of gratitude and to help other people have as much joy in their life as I've had, even through the down times. Overall, I have a hugely positive outlook on life. Things don't get me down. I'm always learning from all of the experiences I have. You know, it's fun. Life is fun. And that's what life is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
You know, even when it's a little bit tough, you can, once you start being able to phrase it, what you're grateful for, you know, you know, maybe you've been sacked and you haven't got any money and okay. So, you know, the immediate thing is this, I can be grateful for the fact that I now no longer have a job I don't like.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
I am now grateful for actually having the space to decide what it is that I want to do with my life. How fantastic is that?
Amen. Yeah, that's right. Now, there are other journals out there for gratitude. What makes your book different is, you know, do they start like page one? You know, how is your book different from the other journals or gratitude things that are out there?
Well, this is the only, like, I've done a lot of reading about gratitude, obviously, and there's a lot about the theory of gratitude. There isn't really a lot about, you know, the making the ordinary extraordinary. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot about how to look at debt. I mean, I've never seen any book talk about being grateful for debt or exploring the gratitude from grief. And of course, we all have losses and we all experience grief. We may not experience grief with the death of a loved one or someone dying prematurely. But we all have those losses. We all experience a loss of a hope and a dream. And that's an opportunity for transformational change if we think about it like that.
Amen.
And so why this book is different is because of the topics. It's come from my 20 years of practice. And it's done with lightness. Mm-hmm. Even though some of the topics are like hard topics, it's done with lightness.
Amen. You talked about the 50 gratitude topics in your book. Can you just give us some examples?
Yeah. We've got appreciation, compliments, conversation. We've got self-care. Debt, as I've said, furniture. We've got clouds and sun, flowers, trees. I'm just having a quick... Well, we've got guilt and fear. I haven't got a list because it's in there. We've got sharing. We've got sex. Self-compassion. The C. I'm just going through the S's. The five senses. See, you know, and we've got things like teeth. When was the last time you thanked your teeth for actually being there?
Yeah.
You know, we think about our teeth.
Yeah.
And our teeth are with us from the time, these teeth are with us from the time that we're about seven. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, we get some of our molars when we're older.
Yeah.
And they're there with us for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And yet, how many times do we go, hey, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for you know, chewing up all of the food, you know, and being able to bite an apple, you know?
Yeah.
Because if we can't bite an apple, what would happen?
Yeah, that's true. Amen.
You know,
Amen.
So we've got teeth and pets. I'm just having a little flick through. Lessons learned, that's another topic. Love is a topic. Family's a topic. Friends a topic. Kindness is a topic. Judgment's a topic. So we've got things in there that, you know, you might say injustice is a topic.
Mm.
So they're, you know, it's not just Pollyanna-ish.
Yeah.
Right. So not just looking at you know, the clouds and the sea and all, you know, things that are actually easy to see, to be grateful for. We've also got things that we think, no one really likes injustice,
right.
But there is a positive to injustice because we can choose to be an advocate from injustice. So there's, you know, it's really to, you know, once you start looking at it and you can think, well, am I being a bit, you know, dog in a manger about this injustice? How can, I don't ask these questions, but I'm hoping that through, you know, a bit more reflection, people will start thinking, well, I don't need to react that way to that injustice. And I do talk about, you know, you have choices in how you respond to injustice. You know, you can become an advocate. You can get angry and give that person your power. Or you can step back and go, hold on a minute, is this worthwhile?
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time on today's episode with our interview with Karen Purvis, talking about her book, Gratitude Prompts. Now, if you're like me, you've probably tried doing the gratitude challenges you see on Facebook every now and then, or even just on your own to just give thanks to the Lord for things that have been blessings in your life on a daily basis. And, you know, you might try, well, I'm going to write down 3 things or I'm going to write down 5 things or whatever every single day. And you start off with great intentions. And as you get into it, you know, something, the phone call comes or the child interrupts or you have to go to a doctor appointment right away. You know, different things happen in life. And then you just kind of forget all about it. I know I've done it too. But Karen has come up with this book that will prompt you. It's not your standard, you know, give thanks for the nice weather today and give thanks that you're breathing today and give thanks that you woke up today and thank you for this first cup of coffee. She has the prompts to get you thinking about the clouds, the trees, the kids, the car, you know, everything in your life. It is awesome. This book is awesome and you need to get it, but more, and the link to that is in the show notes. She's going through the current fundraising to get it published and do it right and get the word out there. And the link to that is in the show notes below. But more importantly, come back tomorrow and catch the last part of this interview because it just gets better. All right? So till tomorrow, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.